And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and YouTube and Facebook Live. And, of course, 97.3 The Fan, Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Matt and Gavin are here from Captain's Concepts. Boy, what great information we're getting out today. And it's just a sample of the kind of information you get from these two guys on Captain's Concepts, which is a subscription service on Patreon. And Patreon is an app, or is it something you can do on your computer if you don't have a smartphone or whatever?
My bad.
Yeah, you could do both. You could do an app, or you could do it on your laptop. People do, you know, we get on both. So there it is, an app. It's kind of set up similar to Instagram. You know, you could check out our profile, scroll through all our videos, all that stuff.
Yeah,
I think you said it best. Like there are people out there that haven't heard of it or are unfamiliar with it. There's nothing to let that trip yet. Go on your computer and do a Google search for Captain's Concepts. Click the link and.
If you Google Captain's Concepts, I think we're like the first thing that pops up, I believe.
We are the first thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's easy to find. It's not difficult.
And you guys do a really good job with your social media. Again, clips, videos, things like that. There's lots of things that will link you to that info, and it's easy to get.
Yeah, you can check us out on Instagram, Captain's Concepts, and we have like a link in there. The reason for Patreon is because Matt and I, obviously, like our full-time gig is being on the boat all the time, and we're not the most computer-savvy people, so it just is an easy way for us to...
They host it for you.
Yeah, they host it for us, so it's an easy way for us to get our videos up, an easy way for us to check it to see if anyone messaged us.
They collect the money.
Yeah, it just makes it a lot easier for us who, you know, we're like living on our boats, basically. We can't spend a lot of time messing with the website or anything, so that's the reason behind having it on Patreon, yeah.
If there wasn't, like, a reason to... These are the two guys that are supposed to be doing exactly this video and this kind of content is if you would have had the microphones on during the break, both of them were talking about tackle and hooks and changing things around. Like, you know, they have 2 hours where they're not working on boats or driving people fishing when they're not having to do it. And the same thing, I don't know, man, I like this hook a little better. I don't know, I like, you know, like, that's exactly how your guys' mind works. And I think it's so rad that you put a platform together to share that info with everybody. It was a really good move.
Yeah, it's great. And, boy, we have a great show for today. And you want to get through, we're giving away a great prize today, too, right, Rick?
You're not kidding. Been a very busy morning on the phone. Brand new phone numbers now that we're back home on the Fan. 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the phones. Again, 833-288-0973. Or send us a text. We got so many great texts lined up for you here in the second hour. The only way to text in your questions to Let's Talk Hookup is through that Let's Talk Hookup app. Again, it's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. When you do send your text, make sure you include your contact info. All we need is a name and a phone number, because if you win the prize at the end of the show, we want to make sure to get it to you. And what a prize it is, like Pete was saying, one lucky caller or texter decided by that coin flip at the end of the show is going to win a full-day trip on board the San Diego and a $100 gift certificate to Seawald Photo Gallery, where you can choose from over 120 photos from all over the world, personally signed and titled by Michael Seawald. A really, really impressive gift. Check seawald.com and see some amazing images. It's a really, really cool prize.
Thanks to Michael. A big fan of Let's Talk Hookup for doing that for us, too. It's really nice. Hey, Frank Lopresti, Senate. He was trying to call. He couldn't get through, but he said, excellent fishing on the Royal Polaris right now. Average of 10 wahoo per angler. Wow. And excellent tuna fishing. And they're getting some big ones, too. Yeah.
Boys, Rock on Rick could use a little wahoo pump up in the creek. Just throwing that out there. You know, you got a little too much to deal with. You know, holler at your boy up here.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Sure. But yeah, that's that New Year's Day annual trip, Taka's Tackle.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
cool.
So that's some serious experience angling on that.
Good for those guys. Yeah. What a great trip. And it looked
like to start the year, right?
I was following them on social media too. Looks like they're having excellent yellowfin tuna fishing to go along with it too. I mean, how about every passenger having 10 wahoo or more? yeah. on board. That's crazy.
That's
that.
Good fishing.
Yeah.
Just thinking about the number of fish that you, you know, with those things, the number of those things that you need to hook before one finally makes its way into the hold. Like, if everybody's having that good of fishing, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, for sure. Will you have a good text, Rick?
I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. With the when the yellowfin tuna show up, do Matt or Gavin like to troll for yellowfin like in the old days? If so, when a fish is hooked on the troll, is it best to leave the hook, the fish hook attached, similar to a Dorado, so the school comes closer to the boat? Curious about procedure and what's best to do it with, Matt in Apple Valley.
Say, when we're fishing yellowfin tuna, we're basically always trolling, you know. A lot of times it's best to, you know, or sometimes it's best to, like, say we see a school, to wait till we get a bite on the troll before we... before we're stopping the boat or something. But we definitely don't fish like that. We don't leave a fish in the water or anything. You know, that might be something that, like, a small boat or a ponga would use to, like, their advantage. But for us, you know, we have, you know, 20, 30 people on the boat. We're just, we're not doing that. Our goal of trolling is to get the boat stopped so that way we could fly line live bait and catch, you know, to where everyone on the boat's fishing, and we could, and we're fly lining and fishing that way.
On a skiff, you might, yeah, like you say, you might leave a fish to, you know, so there's some commotion going on. You have the commotion of 30 guys putting baits in the
water.
Yeah,
we have hundreds of scoops of live bait, you know. So we're throwing lots of live bait in the water, and that's what's going to keep the fish around the boat and get the fish fired up.
You can make a commotion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're making our own.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, while they last, pick up your copy of the 2025 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar at Fisherman's Landing, Seaforth Landing, Dana Landing, and your favorite tackle shop. By supporting CCA, you're working to protect the rights of all California anglers. And speaking of CCA, of course, they have that big event coming up this Thursday, and it's up at the Calfino Tequila
distillery
up in Carlsbad there, and they're going to be showing The Ghosts of the Pacifics, a white sea bass story that Bob Hu said yesterday is just a phenomenal video, and you have to see that. They're going to have food and brew and tequila, of course. It's 4 to 7 p.m. It's like an angler's night out, and you have to check that out. It's at the Calfino Tequila distillery right there in Carlsbad, and just go there, support CCA, and hang out with the great guys.
Yeah,
and gals.
There you go.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
Well, phones are definitely packed up. This time we're going to talk to Mike. He's calling us from Phoenix this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. My question would be for the boys. I'm looking to maybe a mid-range setup for throwing the surface iron. I've got a couple of Phantoms, and I'd like to pair that with a decent rod.
For me, I'd basically tell if you're just getting one jig stick, a Calstar 90J is just like day in, day out, can cover you for almost any situation. Yeah, that's the glass. Calstar 90J is basically the perfect just all-around jig stick. If you're looking for...
Is there a certain length or I would get?
90J is a 9-footer. It's a 9-footer. I believe it's a rated like 30 to 60 pounds.
What Phantom would you pair that with?
I think you're talking about a Phantom. Probably like a Phantom. Yeah. I'd use a Star Drag if I was using it. It'd be either like a 25 or a 30. I think that's how it is. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Your go-to on that would be like a Trinidad A?
Yeah, for me, I fish a Trinidad 20A with 40-pound mono, yeah.
Yeah, okay, very good.
And you know, you had mentioned you kind of wanting to do it on a budget. If the Trinidad 20A is out of the budget, Torium
would be perfect,
you're trying to do the
those
same
Phantoms
thing.
Are pretty good, too. I've messed with those a little bit.
The Star Drag ones?
Yeah, the Star Drag ones are okay. But, yeah, I think it's a 25 narrow, I think, is the pen Phantom. Or the 20A or 20 Torium is beautiful.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Kathleen from Ocean Beach wants to know, good morning, gentlemen. My question, does Captain's Concept have swag gear, like for sale, hoodies, shirts, stuff like that?
Yeah, we do. We have hoodies, shirts, and T-shirts. Yeah, we don't have any way to get to sell them online, but if you go on the San Diego or you go on the Pacific Queen, we have them. Or
you have them on the boat.
Yeah, or if you're a subscriber, you could just message us and we can get it to you one way or another. Yeah,
somehow.
Exactly.
So if you're a subscriber, you have interaction with you guys. That's part of the service.
Yep.
Is being able to talk to you, ask questions and such like that. So if you're a fan and you're a subscriber, just message you, hey, I want a hoodie or I want a hat or whatever.
Yeah, like this time of year would be easier for us too. So if you wanted us to ship it to you or something, we could do that. Summertime, I don't think you could get one of us to ship it to you just because we're so busy. Yeah, but right now, if you were, you know, if you needed it, if you wanted it now, we could just message us on there. We could get it shipped to you some one way or
we'll
another.
We'll also be at PCS this year.
We've done the PCS show, and we bring all of our T-shirts and all that, sweatshirts, all that stuff up there too. So if you're at the PCS show, that'd be a good time. Swing by our booth we'll have everything then. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So you guys are both going to be there for the 4 days of the PCS show, March 6th through 9th?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, right now we should be there the whole time. Yeah.
What happens if Bluefin start biting March 6th through 9th?
You will not be seeing Gavin.
Yeah. I mean, we might have to get someone. Yeah, you want to watch our booth?
Yeah, but you'll have a booth.
Now,
for sure.
You get a White Lightning autograph if you were to buy a Captain's Concept hoodie at the PCS show.
Yeah, of course.
All right. That's what I like to hear.
All right. You want to get through 833-288-0973. You have a good text?
I did. It says, great to hear the show as usual. I really like to hear from two of the most respected local captains in our fleet. I was hoping you guys could give me your thoughts on what happened just a general wrap-up of what happened on last year's local 1 to 3 day trips and how that affects your prospects for next year. I've got trips coming up in the early part of the season. Wondering if you guys think we'll have another early year DJ in San Diego.
Last year, I'd say, was relatively similar to the last few years. You know, we started off in the early springtime. It was a little bit later last year versus the last couple of years, but nonetheless, it got going. I think end of April, you know, early May, and we had consistent with the last few years. You know, we had a lot of good nighttime fishing, very, very slow daytime fishing for bluefin of all sizes, and ended up out at Cortez and Tanner Bank where we spent a lot of time catching, you know, 20 to 40 pounders, a lot of fly line fishing. We had a few weeks there of, like, some of the most incredible yellowtail fishing at Cortez
that
Bank.
That was wild.
That was incredible.
Whoa. And nice
yeah,
grade too, right?
Incredible grade, yeah. And the cool thing, which I hadn't seen out there ever, was we caught a lot of yellowtail at night. So it was like, you know, as captains and crews were finally like, yeah, you know, we get to sleep at night. You know, we're fishing during the day. Oh
wrong.
No, wrong. Yeah. You know, we caught a lot of like beautiful grade yellowtail at night at Cortez, dropper loop fishing, both with live squid and sardines. A lot of the guys fishing jigs, they were slow pitching at night, catching, you know, yellowtail. So that was like a highlight for me.
That's
it was,
cool.
I remember specifically we had one trip where, kind of like a company trip, not a lot of guys that are super interested in fishing. So at night, you know, everyone was sleeping and we only had a handful of guys up. And I remember, my second captain woke me up like in an absolute panic because, like everyone that was up had one on. I like put my boots on, ran downstairs, and there's just like the deck is just covered in yellowtail. Guys are catching them on, you know, 100-pound line, trying to bounce them because, you know, there was too many going all at once.
Yeah,
and it was like, it was insanity. Yeah.
And what grade were they?
They were all like 20 to 30 pounders.
Oh, man.
I think we caught like 75, and there was like maybe 10 people up. It was insane. So we did that.
And that was on the anchor.
That was on the anchor.
Oh,
yeah, at like 2 in the morning, you know, which I've never really seen too much of that. You know, I've always done one to three day trips, so I don't see very much nighttime yellowtail fishing. And then after that, we had, real late in the year, we had that yellowfin, that incredible grade yellowfin, you know, a lot of like 50 to 80 pounders, you
crazy.
Know. I remember I ran a trip. We had, 9 passengers, a little super light load charter, 9 passengers, and it was like, you know, 80-pound yellowfin in the corner, people fly lining with 80-pound.
Right?
That was end of October,
End
of October, November, you know, when we thought things might be over. We got a shot at those, and that was, you know, we don't really see that great yellowfin around too much for us. And having it biting that good was really cool to see. So that was definitely another highlight of the year.
You said it was like a long way. You had to travel a long way, and you only had a few hours of fish, but it was enough.
Yeah, exactly.
You get there, you just like, oh, there's a mark.
Yep.
Everybody gets bit.
Yeah, we were fishing. There was good schools on whales. There was bird schools. There was dolphin. There was jig strikes. It was all of the above. Another thing that sticks out is early in the year we had definitely the best big fish fishing I've seen at night. As far as like fish over 100 pounds, we didn't catch a lot of 200 pounders, but we had some like insane loads of like 120 to 180 pounders, like insane loads and insane fishing on those fish in the beginning of the year. That was cool.
Wow. Matt, what about you?
We had a little different year. The local scene was a grind most of the time. Luckily for us, we had the Coronado Islands, and there was some very good yellowtail fishing. We kind of caught, I felt like, the tail end of the best part. But we definitely put together plenty of good trips. We had one little instance of very big bluefin around those tuna pens in the springtime, which was crazy. 150-pounders to 250-pounders.
Yeah, you guys probably caught more 200-pounders on the full-day boat than we did on the three-day boat, I think.
Man, there was that first day we fished the pens was wild. It was like 15 going of 150 to 250 pounders.
Get out of here.
And were your passengers geared up for it? Because
No. No.
Unless they had captain's concepts.
No, that was the first day. Kind of caught us slipping. 80-pound was too light that day.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
no
like
kidding.
They were guys would get a bite, break one off, rig up another brawler rig, drop it down, get a bite instantly, and be pulling on another 100, 200-pounder.
No way.
Yeah, it was wild the first few days.
Pretty amazing.
And then that bluefin at the islands and just good island fishing. Anchor fishing, which is probably my favorite. Put the anchor down and fish, fly line, surface iron, all that stuff. That was cool.
That was nice to drop the anchor again at the Coronados.
As a captain, putting your anchor down at the islands and just like having 3 to 10 fish going all day is a dream.
Well, it's nice because you would... You know, versus the last couple of years where you might stop the boat and get pandemonium for a couple of minutes and leave. Like, if you're on a full day on the San Diego, like, you were, like, at the rail all day. Like, your body's soaked from being at the bait tank. Like, you're tired because you got
to work it.
You got to spend a lot of time with your rod, with
your
fishing pole in your hand.
My crew members were sunburnt a lot. They were like, man, we're doing a lot of fishing now. I was like,
you're not in the wheelhouse.
This is old school now.
Yeah. And it's funny how that worked because we did a lot of that, too, at you know, Tanner and Cortez Bank, where there were some days where you drop the anchor and we would do very, very well in a short amount of time, but we spent a lot of time just fishing, you know, anchor down it with, you know, 1 to 3 going, and you just do that. But if you have, you know, 1 to 3 going from sun up to sundown, at the end of the day, it's like, man, we had, you know, we ended up catching a lot of fish. It might have been felt like it was slow fishing, but you got to spend a lot of the time at the rail fishing rather than, you know, sitting at the rail waiting for the boat to stop. We did a lot of rod and hand fishing this year, I'd say.
Yeah. The thing that's so cool about that, too, is those are the scenarios where the info that you guys give really pay the dividends. If you're on a stop where everybody hangs one at once, it probably didn't matter if you didn't have the right hook size. It probably didn't matter if your jig wasn't perfect. Like, everybody hooked one and it flashed you. But when you have to pick a good bait and use the right hook or use a Spectra that's a little bit lighter than the guy standing next to you. Like, those are the things where the info that you guys give really pay their dividends when it's the style of fishing that you guys both described.
Yeah, and the reward of it, I think, is higher too. You know what I mean? When there's only a few going and you're getting more than your fair share of bites, you know that you're doing it right, and you know that, you know, you're doing it right. You're doing it better than everyone else, and you've spent the time and you've learned and I think the reward of getting bites when fishing is a little tougher is definitely good.
That's cool. For sure. Hey, 833-288-0973. Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Jim? He's calling us from National City this morning. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, Pete, Rick, Matt, and Gavin. My question, you guys kind of touched on it, but, you know, there's all this talk about anchovy coming back into play. And even on yesterday's show, you touched on it. But my question is, to get the best freedom that anchovy to swim, what combination of line, and you probably touched on this earlier, but for to get that anchovy to swim, is it best to go to mono or the fluorocarbon, or is Spectra too heavy with fluorocarbon? What do you guys think the best combination for live bait anchovy to get that bait to swim?
I know traditionally a lot of guys prefer the mono for the anchovy. Considering you're most likely fishing light line as it is, you're probably fishing less than 30 pound. It obviously depends on what kind of fish you're fishing for. But for most anchovy fishing that I can recall, we're fishing less than 30 pound. And dropping down to thinner Spectra, it'll bite on your spool a little bit more than that mono, and it'll flow better off the spool. For me, though, if we're fishing tuna, I'm sold on the Spectra fluorocarbon. So I'm going to be fishing light Spectra, probably 30-pound Spectra, to whatever leader I'm going to be fishing for, whatever leader is called for, 20 to or 30 to 15-pound, depending on what's going on.
Yeah, I think, you know, last time we were fishing with anchovies, only fishing with anchovies, it was a while ago now, probably five years ago now,
yeah,
or
least,
something.
Like that.
Yeah, and I don't think back then I was we were probably fishing, or I don't think I was fishing like light spectra, you know, talking about fishing 30 or 40 pound spectra. I don't think I was fishing that light of spectra back then. So that's why I was definitely using mono. But I think, like for example, right now, if we were to leave the dock and there was only anchovies to fish with, I would definitely be trying it with real light spectra and just see how it went from there, you know,
and a short top shot.
And, no, I would still do like a 15 to 20 foot top shot of fluorocarbon. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Anytime.
Straight fluorocarbon, not mono.
Yeah. Anytime we're fishing, spectra to a liter, I'm fishing, you know, 15 or 20 feet of fluorocarbon.
Okay. Yeah. What are you, how are you connecting that? What's your connection?
Well, now I just primarily just do an FG knot.
Okay.
That's all I do is an FG knot. Okay. I used to do the RP knot up until maybe like 50 pound line, then I would switch to an FG knot. But now I just only do the FG knot. The FG knot just, I mean, it lasts a really, really long time. You know, you could have it on your reel. I'll have a top shot tied on my rod sometimes for days, you know, and we're fishing every day. Goes through the guides, like flawlessly goes through the guides. You could fish lures in it where you're, you know, if you're fishing a knife jig or some sort of lure where you're like popping it, you know, I think, the RP knot kind of fails sometimes when you're doing stuff like that where the FG knot doesn't. The downside to the FG knot is if you're learning to tie it, it's kind of difficult to maybe learn.
It's the time of year to practice.
And kind of time consuming, but now that I've tied it a lot, you know, now that I'm very proficient at tying it, I could tie it in no time, you know, it's pretty quick.
What do you use, Matt?
Same. Yeah, FG knot 100% of the time now. I was kind of the same where I'd bounce around with lighter line, but now I'm using FG for everything.
Yeah.
On Captain's Concepts, do you guys have a video on the FG?
We have two different
There's multiple videos on different types of ways that, you know, there's a video on how I tie it.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways to tie it, right?
Yeah, I think there's one me tying it, one Matt tying it, and then one of his crew members, Fisher, ties it a different way. So there's multiple different ways, multiple different videos teaching you how to tie it. From different people's perspectives, yeah.
Okay, good stuff.
Yeah,
you have a good text?
Yeah, I do. Let me pull the text back up. It says, can you relate the differences in live bait fishing from fishing on the drift, fishing on the anchor, et cetera? How would our techniques change? And that was from Bud in San Diego.
Massively different. Definitely different. Different where you're going to be casting out, where how you're going to hook your bait sometimes. A lot of times, like where I'm fishing on the anchor, Tanner Cortez Bank, it's I would say typically the conditions are like the polar opposite from where Matt's fishing. Typically, where Matt's fishing on the anchor, your fishing line, the current's going to be going somewhat off the back of the boat. You know, it might be going directly up about port or And ideally, where I'm fishing, we want the current to be going the opposite. We want the current going somewhat like off the bow, basically, if it's windy. So it's definitely different. I could talk about this for like an hour, but we have videos that are talking about it. It just depends on, when you're fishing, when you're drift fishing, typically you're going to be casting off of the back of the boat or the very front of the boat. Those are like the two best spots to be casting your bait if you're drift fishing. And if you're fishing on the anchor, it entirely depends on the current. Sure. If there's current, if there's no current, which way the boat's swinging. There's so many factors into it. But again, this is something that we have lot of videos talking about anchor fishing and where to cast, how to hook your bait. And it's just going to depend on the conditions. If there's a lot of current, you know, you're going to fish a certain way. If there's no current, you're going to wait for the boat to swing a different way. Then you're going to cast. If you're fishing for different types, you know, depending on how the fish are acting, you might hook your bait in different spots on the bait. So there's no short answer for this question. Yeah. I could talk about this for an hour.
But to Bud, you know, who called, if he signed up today, he could go back over four seasons worth of you talking about those. Like there's probably a half a dozen videos of you talking about that same.
One cool thing about what we've done about the anchor fishing and drift fishing is both of us have little whiteboards that we use. So it lays out the boat and how the conditions are going. You can kind of see everything that's going on. It's kind of more visual than just us talking about
it. Awesome.
So we both have videos on anchor fishing and drift fishing, fly line and baits on whiteboards where you can kind of see exactly what we're talking about.
Wow. And those are just some of the many videos on Captain's
Correct. Yeah, and there's like a little search bar where you could just probably type in anchor fishing and different videos.
A bunch of videos.
There's going to be a bunch of videos, and you could watch them all, or you could see, oh, anchor fishing Coronado Islands. That's what I'm interested in. Or, oh, anchor fishing with zero current, you know, which a lot of times where I'm fishing, we fish a lot of times where there's zero to no current, which can be extremely frustrating. But, you know, there's a handful of tricks that can make a big difference being able for you to get your bait, you know, out away from the boat or down or whatever. There's definitely some tricks, and we dive into that a lot on some of our videos. Yeah.
Cool. Hey, David from CCA California San Diego chapter is up in the ante on our prize today. He's adding a ticket to this Thursday's Angler's Night out at Calfino Tequila up at Carlsbad there. So add it into the Seawall Gallery photos and the trip to go fishing with Matt and Captain Ryan on the San Diego. You get to go to ticket this Thursday to Calfino Tequila and the Angler's
Sweet.
Night Out. So that's good.
All right. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report by the Angler's Realtor. Yusuf Husseini's on the line. And today, that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make your reservations today. Let's find out what's going on the water. Yusuf's on the line. Good morning, Yusuf.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How's it going today?
Great. Good morning.
All right. We're going to start out up in the Channel Islands area. We do have some reports coming in of some legal-sized halibut, 8 to 15 pounds, in the Chinese Harbor area on the squid beds. These fish are caught drifting live squid in 50 to 65 feet of water. There is also some deep water sand dab fishing up there. Cisco's running straight sand dab trips. Santa Monica Bay is still pretty good for sand bass fishing with a few calicos mixed in. People are getting these on live squid. These are bigger fish too, you know, over 3 pounds, most of them. From there, Palo Verde all the way down to Newport, there is halibut starting to bite off the hard bottom. On structure near hard bottom. Sculpin remains excellent at the 150 in the Santa Ana River pipe. Catalina is the same game as it's been, sea bass and halibut in 5 to 30 foot water. Look for the milky green water has been the ticket. And most of these fish are across the backside between Church Rock to Silver Canyon. That's one of the good zones. Another spot would be Eagle Rock to Cat Harbor. And Pedestal Rock over to Sentinel Rock. There still are some 3 to 5 foot bonita on the front side from can dumps to condos. San Clemente, don't have a ton of reports. There are some guys catching halibut or have caught a few halibut from 10 to 75 feet. On the backside, the calico bass fishing is still really good on crankbaits with bigger bass, 4 to 6 pounds or so. Also, the whitefish have been biting pretty good, too, in the Northwest Harbor from about 180 feet to 200 feet of water. Dana Point to Oceanside, sculpin are biting well. On Cobblestone Bottom at Box Canyon, the buck pipe has also seen a bunch of sculpin action. Del Mar to Imperial Beach, we're still seeing some home guards come in. A buddy of mine got one, I think it was like 45 pounds last week on his little skiff.
Nice.
Big boy. Sand bass and sculpin fishing is starting to go again in IB, just like we used to have it back in the day. The halibut are also starting to show, and the whitefish are also biting good near Point Loma. Keep in mind that there is no sardine available in Mission or San Diego Bay right now. And that's all I got for you guys.
Yeah, what a great report. There's some, you know, it's wintertime, but like you say, there's some great biting fish to be had up and down the beach, and that's the beauty of FishDope.com is staying on top of what it is and where it is, and with no rockfish, still plenty of great options out there. A great report, Yusuf, and if you want to save $30 off of a brand new membership to FishDope.com, use the code HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, and what's going on in the real estate game?
It's starting to really pick up. Things are moving. I'm having buyers and sellers both calling me, you know, saying they're ready to go. Getting a few homes ready around town right now, but we should be kicking off a pretty strong season here in the next few weeks.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
We'll
hear the sounds of freedom in the background there. Our F-18s are taking off from North Island, which is an eyesight away here from where we're broadcasting. So if you hear that, that's what you're hearing. For sure. Well, hey, how do we get a hold of you if we want to get some real estate and talk fishing?
You can get me on my cell phone at 619-277-2169, or you can get me on social media at Cal Realty. You can also get a free home evaluation at SoCalHomeEval.com, or you can go search homes on my website at SportsmansRealty.com.
Always a great one. Really appreciate everything you do for us. And, you know, every time Yusuf's on the show, it always blows me away how many people, Let's Talk Hookup listeners, have been helped by him. You know, it's certainly our go-to man. Appreciate a great report, as always, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, guys. Thanks.
All right, appreciate that. That's going to wrap up our Catch Report. Again, sponsored by Norisk Lithium Batteries. They're here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use. Norisk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norisk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. Norisk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the very best for your boat with Norisk Lithium. Check norisklithium.com or go see the Trolling Motor Doctor or Anglers Marine, both at Anaheim and in Lakeside, for your Norisk Lithium batteries. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and more great info with the boys from Captain's Concepts. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano's Super Free Spool provides extreme castability, you'll be able to put your jig in the wahoo zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Hey, San Diego, the Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024. Featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with the boys from Captain's Concepts, talking about this great fishing that's going on right now.
Yeah.
Or getting ready to be going on right now, and that great long-range fishing that is happening right now, boys. Some excellent stuff to be had. And like you say, this is the time of year where you can get tuned up. Heard some great fishdope.com report up and down the beach. Plenty going on right now.
Yeah. I want to remind you, next Saturday and Sunday on Let's Talk Hookup, next Saturday, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle is going to be here talking tackle and all the good toys that we've been talking about this morning and all the intricate design. And then next Sunday, Captain Cameron Kirvin is here from the Mission Bell. Now, Cameron's been running with Mike Lackey on the Vagabond for years. He's a commercial lobster fisherman, just a great guy, and just purchased the Mission Bell. And I think that's going to be his first time on Let's Talk Hookup, right?
I think he's come with Mike before.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it'll be first time as owner of the Mission Bell.
And we wish him luck on that. He's a super good guy. It's going to be a great opportunity.
He's all right. I never heard of him.
He's going to be fishing right next to you at the Coronado Islands. You
kidding
me?
We know him as Shrimp, not
Shrimp.
Cameron.
I guess it's kind of a legacy that he's taken over there, right?
Right? It's gonna be different without Steve there.
Yeah, Steve's just kind of retiring.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff on his hands that he needs to deal with. So
yeah.
And
how long was he on the Mission Bell for? How long do you own the Mission Bell?
I mean, Steve? A long time. I don't know.
Since time started, I don't know.
As long as I've been
around. I remember fishing with Joel Ralston on the Mission Bell out of Seaforth before. So
yeah.
It's been probably 30 years or 25 years.
Book had the bell before. Booger had it too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He had them both at the same time, too.
Yeah.
Is that who sold it to?
Yeah, that's who sold it to Steve.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Boogered it?
Yep.
Oh, it had to be 15, 20 years, though, right?
Well, I know.
At least.
He bought the San Diego in 2005, and he had both of those boats at the same time. Okay. So, yeah.
That time.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. So, hey, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. You always say it. You want to win the prize, phone calls are the best way to do it because we get tons of texts and we can't only get to so many here. But I have a great text here from Jake in Point Loma. He says, hey, Rick, Pete, Gavin, and Matt, I really enjoy hearing about fishing in San Diego. I was wondering what's the captain's favorite fly line setups for targeting those 20 to 40 pound fish and how they typically rig it.
You will say the same thing. I'm going to say a Talica 10 with 30 or 40 pound Spectra on a Calstar 800M.
Talica 10, nice.
Yeah.
30, 40 pound Spectra.
That's Gucci, boy.
Yeah, I'd say that's. I mean, I had that rod in my hand this year.
Which rod though?
Calstar 800M.
800M.
M, yeah.
Love that rod.
Yeah, and
that's a graphite, right? Yes.
Yeah. That and the Talica 10. Yeah, like 30 or 40 pounds.
10, you can catch big fish on.
Oh, yeah, we've caught 100-something pounders on it. For a rod that you're going to be fishing all day, I mean, I use that rod more than any other thing that I had on the boat for this year by far.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're probably the same.
What about you?
I have the exact same setup, but I also fish a different one. I have the one that was in my hands probably more than anything this year was I have a Fathom 15 Narrow, or the Torque would be good. And there's a Seeker, it's a TAC 80. And that was just like 30-pound Spectra, 15 to 25 feet of 30-pound fluorocarbon, and a size whatever Gamagatsu Nautilus lived in my hands this past season.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a good reel, too. I like that one. The Narrow's nice. The regular 15, the wider one, the spool's a little smaller. It's a little slower. But that Narrow one, the spool's a little taller. I like that one.
The thing I like so much about that Talica outfit that you were talking about, especially for the type of year that we've been having, is this was a year when your first fly line bait fish could be a 20 pounder, and then standing at the rail in the very next cast, it could be a 75 pounder. And having that little Talica 2-speed, like, if you hooked the wrong fish on that size gear, you were still very much in the play. Like, you weren't, you know, it wasn't like a real small star drag reel where you're really going to have to work for it. Like, you just turn the handle and
you catch them.
You know, they come. Yeah.
And the cool thing with those two reels, the free spool is like, that's what I'm looking for. The biggest thing is the free spool because I want my bait to swim, you know, faster than anyone else is on the boat. And the free spool on those two reels is incredible.
So good.
All right. Hey, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Hills? He's calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. What a great show. I had a couple questions. Are you going to have the toothfish jigs at the PCS show is one. Another one is on the Brawl rig, are you hooking up underneath all the way up from underneath the chin? And then for Gavin, out like at Cortez and Tanner Bank, is anybody tying a little balloon on their line to float it downwind to get the bait away from the boat?
As far as toothfish jigs, Fisherman's Landing will have a huge selection this year with a...
We're running Bodan ragged.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to have...
I just spent a couple hours at his house welding up some jigs. You're going to have some stuff that I've been working on, too, and a new jig for this year, the Jumbo J, which we just got our hands on the first batch, and I did some swimming with it the other day, and we like it.
Hey.
Yeah, so it's going to be good. And as far as the brawler rig, yes, we go up through the lower jaw, up through the tip of the nose. We've been using that. That's the way to go for bluefin. And this year I was using it for yellowtail, and that was working really well. Hey, yeah.
Man. For the Tanner and Cortez, I know exactly what you're talking about for those examples when there's little to no current to still be able to get your bait out away from the boat. I've done it in the past, and we've had success with it. I would say not a lot of success. There's definitely some other tricks to get your bait to swim away from the boat. May not necessarily get your bait to swim away from the boat, but you can get your bait to swim down, which is still, you know, getting distance between the boat and your bait. And a lot of times this year when there was
almost better.
Yeah, a lot of times this year I'd say when there was no current, you know, looking around the boat, you're not seeing the fish boiling around, you know, you're there, but I'm still seeing them on the machine. So kind of when current's slack, the fish aren't as aggressive. They're not, you know, they may not be at the very top of the water column boiling around. They might be a little bit deeper in the water column. So getting your bait to swim down, even when you're anchor fishing, when you're only in 150 feet of water, getting your bait to swim down, a lot of times this year was more important than getting your bait to swim out. So rather than tying the balloon on and getting your bait close to the surface and away from the boat, it was best to, there's a couple different ways you can hook your bait to get it to swim straight down, which you're still getting your bait away from the boat. It's not out on the surface, but it's going down, and that was really deadly a lot of times.
That's good, cool info. Really good info. Yeah. And that's kind of the stuff you get on Captain's Concept.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that kind of inside dope.
Yeah, me and Matt have both made multiple videos about how to get your bait to swim down, or you know, when it's good to get your bait to swim down versus out, or different conditions, you know, versus the guy that's tying the, you know, versus the guy that's tying his balloon on to get the wind to pull his bait away from the boat. There's other tricks that are quicker and better than that we talk about a lot.
Yeah,
and you're not the guy that tangles everybody up.
Well, the thing is, you can't have 25 people doing that, you know what I mean? Yeah. But you can have 25 people doing, hooking your bait certain ways to get it to swim down away from the boat. You can't have the whole boat doing that. You can't have the whole boat, tying a small balloon on. And that takes a long, long time to get your bait away from the boat that way.
Yeah.
A long time.
Yeah, for sure. Captain's Concepts, I mean, it's not, let's face it, it's not cheap to go on a support boat anymore. It's not a cheap deal. So what you guys do is maximize your opportunity when you're on the boat. And what's it cost for a membership to Captain's Concepts?
It's $25 for the month. For the whole month, yeah. So less than a spool of fluorocarbon, you know.
Yeah.
It's less than a spool of fluorocarbon. It'll help you save money because you're not going to buy a tackle that you might not necessarily need. And, you know, rather than, you spend, fishing is very expensive, you know, we know that. Bluefin fishing is one of the most expensive fishing, you know, that you can do. So, you know, $25 a month to, you know, go out on your trip and possibly catch double what you would have caught, I think is a very, you know, small price to pay for the knowledge of what you're going
to
get.
To be the best prepared. And again, you don't need to sell me on it for sure. It's the best thing that it's so up to date. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing about it is you guys are constantly making videos all the time. And the second that you see something that happened on the deck of the boat that day, on the drive in or before the trip turns around, there's a video talking about it. And I mean, the staying ahead of the curve, I think, is what you guys offer more than anything else.
Yeah, and a big thing I think a lot of our guys like is being able to message us and ask us questions. You know what I mean? Whether it's about buying tackle or what rods to bring, or hey, I'm thinking about this or that. Being able to ask, you know, guys that are on the water 200 days out of the year, a question, whether it's a small question or a big question, is I think it's worth it right then and there.
And Matt, you were even talking about maybe having some cameo appearances on in the kind of the off season when it's hard to get some people. Like if there might be some particular expert in a field, you might have some people come in to help address that, make videos, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of stuff that like we don't get to do, like long range fishing. We might get some long range captains if our subscribers are interested in that. I'm good friends with a guy named Danny Wade, if you guys know him.
Who?
Danny. Some small guy.
Yeah.
Some small guy who likes to fish lures.
Little guy.
Yeah, you're actually going to be on the show here in like 3 weeks with like a whole team of guys,
yeah,
right?
Myself, Danny, and Brian Castleton from New Seaport. They're going to come in and talk about surface iron fishing. But in the near future, I've got Danny to agree to sit down and talk surface lures with me strictly for Captain's Concepts. So we're going to... It's probably going to be a really long one. We haven't decided on what to do,
that.
But it's going to be in-depth on whatever we want to talk about. And if you guys have questions for Danny, you can definitely message us that on Captain's Concept.
If you remember, you can message.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Send us something, and when we get that video going, I'll ask him anything you want
to
know.
And you'll get to see that one way, and it's by being a member of Captain's Concept.
Exactly. There's no other way to see the videos that we post but on Captain's Concept.
That's cool.
Dig it,
you have a good text.
I thought so. Let me pull her back up here. It says, good morning, guys. I always learn something new every year from your seminars at PCS and Day at the Docks. It's what drove me to become a member of Cats and Concepts. My question is, have you guys ever thought about doing any video focused on fishing travel, such as Alaska, Baja, Cedros, Panama, Brazil, etc.? I know both of you guys like to venture out. That's from Ted in San Diego.
I've actually done a video on Sea of Cortez fishing, Cabrilla specifically, and that was like a, I think, 30-minute video or something like that on exactly what I like to fish when we're doing that kind of fishing. But, yeah, if you guys have questions about any kind of traveling spot, I've been to Colombia once. I've been to Panama once. Baja, going to be going more and more.
Yeah,
that place is awesome.
You like that? L.A. Bay, Gonzaga?
Yeah, L.A. Bay, so,
Yeah, you like that too, right?
Oh, yeah.
That Cabrilla,
who doesn't, right?
That Cabrilla fishing is just, like, the best thing ever.
Oh, yeah. If you like fishing lures, and you get there like at the right time, or you know when it's good. It's probably my favorite type of fishing that I've done.
Yeah, that's the perfect fishing.
Pretty cool. That's saying
something. Well, hey, Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tributes on Hole. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. I don't know about Columbia, but we've been calling that lately.
Yeah, that's
almost
cool.
Almost the same thing.
Yeah, and are they biting?
Yeah, similar ish. the boat got in this morning. I'm still a little fresh out of knee surgery, so I wasn't on the boat. But Captain Jason Zener ran the trip for us. They had excellent fishing, great weather, really good lingcod fishing to go with it. They ended up with 35 lingcod.
Jeez.
Limits of reds, filled out everything else with rockfish and whitefish. And they said, he said he saw a little bit of yellowtail down there, but water's still a little bit on the cool side. I guess they weren't cooperative, but For the weather and the lingcod and red fishing, it was sounded exceptional.
That's awesome news to hear. And like you say, that's the beauty of calling that is like that's what you're going. You know, that's the goal of being down there is that killer red fishing, and everything else comes as a bonus. Great to hear that it's back up and running, Mike.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, you know, you get a lot of guys asking about yellowtail, and I mean, yellowtail are a perk down there. When they bite down there, they usually bite really well, and they're usually good ones. But you know, where else can you go right now and keep 5 reds and 5 lingcod?
Got it. Yeah, boy, that's some good. We'll take that for sure, especially this time of year. That's awesome news. Well, glad to hear that the boat's down there and having such great fishing.
Yeah, we're out again next weekend. The boats are the trip's already a go. I think we got 10 or 11 people each of the weekend trips right now are sponsored by Pizza Port, which, you know, just always adds to it with free pizza the night of the trip and then discount on that exceptional beer of it. Really nice to get down there. We are the only boat. You know, there might be some more yellowtail. There might be a little bit of bluefin offshore. But until we do, you know, a little bit of legwork or until we get down there with a couple other boats, it's going to be hard to tell. But for what they did, and the greatest of the lingcod, the greatest of the reds. I mean, you know, our red fishing up here this year before the closure, it was we had some really good red fishing. But it's, you know, you get one good drop in and, you know, your two fish limit was done. So being able to go down there and, you know, pick up 5 of those big old delicious redfish and catch some lingcod with it was a nice change of pace.
Yeah.
And something interesting, there was absolutely no sardines at the bait receiver, and there's no sardines in San Diego. So to be able to do that on the jigs and on anchovies was exceptional and kind of makes you wonder what's coming up.
I might mention, too, Mike, that last week on Let's Talk Hookup, there was some mention when we had Captain Clowers on that there was, you know, some question of whether you can keep a 5-fish limit of reds in Mexico, and yes, you can. I talked to Eric Cord, who's the deputy director of the Department of Fish and Wildlife. He said, yes, indeed. As long as you have your declaration of entry filled out for each person on the boat, you can keep Mexican limits of reds in California when you cross back in.
Yep. Well, I've been through several of those meetings before where we were meeting with Fish and Game, and Fish and Game was saying that, no, you cannot possess, you know, a limit in California that's not allowed. But at the same time, you can bring grouper back. You can bring a 5-fish limit of white sea bass back. So I know there's been a lot of give and take on that one or a lot of discrepancy over the years. But on these trips, yes, if the limit on reds and the limit on lingcod is 5 in Mexico, and you have your Mexican fishing license, then that is the law. And as long as that doesn't change.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, if somebody wants to jump on a trip, are you going to be running Colonette trips here coming up here on the Tribute out of Seaforth?
Friday night to go. The following weekend's already a go. We love these trips. Our people love them. I didn't know it was going to fill up. This last trip was full, and I think we lost a few people due to the fires up in L.A., which is, I mean, we're all hurting on that one.
Yeah.
And we wish them the best. But, yes, Friday night to go, the following weekend to go. This first trip filled up in about a week and a half. So, I mean, there's
demand
right now, and I love them.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, hey, if somebody wants to – by the way, how's the knee coming along?
It was probably the most miserable couple of weeks of my life.
But you're getting better.
You know, it's coming along great mobility-wise, but if you can't lay on your back all night and not move, that becomes quite the issue.
Yeah, that's not fun for sure. Well, glad you're getting better.
You don't sleep on a boat. You definitely don't sleep after any surgery.
Okay. Well, glad you're getting better, Mike. And if somebody wants to jump aboard the Tribute, grab those Colonette trip, how do we do it?
Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383, seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. And I got some pictures up. I'm trying to get some more from the crew. But you can see the Link Todd weather, the Chef Kyle's surf and turf dinner last night. And the guys got in this morning, and it sounds like everybody had a blast. A nice way to get away at this time of year. Go make the best of a weekend.
All right, I like it. Well, great job as always, Mike. Appreciate it very much, and hopefully you guys have another great trip, and we'll hear from the next one. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you after the next one. Appreciate it very much.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, had a great text message come through. Says, guys, what a great show. It's no secret I'm a huge fan of both of these guys and Captain's Concepts. I can't wait to fish with both of them this upcoming season. My question is for Gavin. You always keep the Queen in such perfect tip-top shape. Can you share what you have going on for boat work this season? What's the year's big project? See you guys soon. Corey in Escondido.
Oh, what's up, Corey? This year we're putting brand new engines in. So,
whoa.
Yeah, we already have the old engines out. New engines are in. Not complete yet. We still got to hook everything up and do that. But, brand new main engines. We are rebuilding both of our gearboxes. Aside from that, just this last week we completely gutted the heads. So we're just going to redo, make the heads, you know, back to looking brand new and nice again.
Some major work going on here.
Every year it's something.
You guys.
Yeah, last year we added two fish holds that also hold bait, so we doubled our fish capacity last year, doubled our bait capacity, brand new bait tank. That was all last year. Now this year, yeah, two brand new engines, rebuild our gearboxes. We're going to put a light tree on the bait tank. I know on our boat, the back deck area can be pretty dark, so we're going to put a light tree up so that way we have a lot more light on the back deck for nighttime fishing. Like I said, redoing the heads. Aside from that, the engines is a, you know, massively costly project. So aside from that, we're just going to do small stuff, you know, a lot of preventative maintenance to make sure the boat's ready for next year. A lot of small, you know, on top of the main thing is the engines and the heads. Aside from that, it's just a lot of small things to make sure the boat runs, you know, smoothly all for this upcoming season.
When do you anticipate starting to run again?
We don't have our first trip online until April 1st. We're hoping to have everything wrapped up boat work wise mid February. We just don't know. A lot of this, you know, getting parts and stuff is still kind of an issue sometimes. So we don't have trips online until beginning of April. But once we're done with all of our maintenance, we'll kind of see what's going on. You know, once this engine project is done, if there's still no fish around, then we'll hold sinker on the boat for a little while, you know, make sure everything's ready to go. But we're hoping to be ready by, you know, we'll be ready by March 1st. If there's fish around, then we'll be putting trips online for March as well.
Well, beginning of March, you guys will be up in Orange County at the PCS show.
Unless there's some bluefin around, then we won't be.
And then you'll have somebody subbing for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
I like, hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on board the San Diego and getting one of those great prints from Seawald Imagery, UCA Fortune, for Let's Talk Hookup. Coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Hataguay Archipelago. I just could not get enough of this amazing island. Natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I needed to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hopridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We're a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanskrit Harbor, offering truly a unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, crabbing, and much more. Our fishing grounds are unspoiled, untouched, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We're dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will bring a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of our Queen Charlotte Safaris family. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or visit our website, qcsafaris.com.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Get ready for the most exciting outdoor show of the year, the giant 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 6th to the 9th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds. 217,000 square feet plus fantastic seminars and free kids trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 6th to Sunday, March 9th, the 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out the big winner going fishing on board the San Diego and also getting that awesome gift certificate to the Michael Seawald, Seawald.com, amazing images. We're going to find out flipping the coin. Gavin's going to do us the honors. Today we have a texter. Congratulations, Bud, in San Diego. You have got yourself all that greatness, the trip. And, again, don't forget that little CCA bonus there. You're going to go fishing with Brawla and taste some tequila with CCA and have that great image from Seawald.
All right, guys, how do we get a hold of Captain's Concepts?
Again, a couple different ways. You could just Google Captain's Concepts, on, and you'll see a link on Patreon where the first one that pops up. Also, you could check us out on social media. We have Instagram, Captain's Concepts. We have a link to our website on our Instagram profile as well.
Nice. All right. And And of course, you're going to be on the San Diego a lot, I'm sure.
Oh yeah,
when you start running, probably start running when
March. March is what we're shooting for.
And then you'll be on the Pacific Queen, starting probably beginning April.
Yeah, our first trip right now is beginning April. If there's fish before that, we'll be online as well.
All right,
so we're pretty much changing those boats all summer long. Yeah, not hard to find them.
Hey, thanks to Jeff hanging out in the fan studio there. Appreciate that, and thanks to all of you out there. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hook Up. Next Saturday, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Next Sunday, Captain Cameron Kibben from the Mission Bell. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.